We are under siege, part 6. My Maori people look upon the yellow species as a very valuable treasure. In Maori, taonga. Our Department of Conservation, local iwi, as well as local authorities, are very efficient and have been there and back to bring samples of the trees that have been affected on Rail Island back to New Zealand to pursue scientific studies following very strict guidelines. They're hoping that through their various means and methods, they may be able to find some sort of antidote that could save our trees should the inevitable happen. It has been suggested that a strain could be grown in Australia to help combat problems with this fungal disease. However, this is fast being ruled out because of the so very different weather conditions that prevail in Queensland, as against what we experience here in New Zealand. There is also a snag in that every time the fungus surfaces in another country, it has evolved into something a little different. So who's to know that we could spend much of our resources on research in Australia, only to find that our results could be worthless, given that once the spores arrive here from the Kermadec, they could be made up quite differently. Top biosecurity measures are being taken at all entry points back into our country as pieces of infected plants are transported here. We already have stern laws in place to protect against infection by myrtle rust, some including a total ban on cut flowers and foliage coming out of the eastern seaboard of Australia as well as New Caledonia. Now, having sheltered these giant trees on my own property for so many years, I feel quite an affinity to helping with possible eradication should the necessity arise. Therefore, I am taking more interest in the plants as I visit natural habitats around where we now live in Picton. And that is the end of part 6.